talking about from the beginning of getting prepared for Passover, even going back as far as when we first started this year in dealing with Purim, looking at all of those scripture, all the ones we talked about dealing with Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, you know, all the way up to this morning. There's been a lot of information in a short period of time. A lot of stuff for us to think about, for us to focus on. And here's the thing that I want you to remember that you have to understand and you have to realize. There was just a moment, just this moment that just passed. Okay? Who in here, you need God to move on your behalf for anything? I don't know what it is. You might need a physical miracle. I mean, you know, sickness is not something that you have to beg God for. It's something that you have yet to receive because he's already done it. If you just understand that he forgives and heals, they're the same. Forgiveness and healing is something that God does. Might be a breakthrough. I don't know what that is. Whatever it is. Maybe you're praying for someone, but you need God to move for you. And but how many of you know what makes that happen? Not just asking him. You can make your petition. We make our petition before the Lord. But what causes us to get in a position to be ready to receive that is you and I hungering for him. Want him more than any. You want him more than what you need is. More than what the situation is, you really want him. Can you say right now that this moment that just passed us, we had a moment, there was a moment there that just passed us. Could you say that you poured out your heart to him? Like we sang, it, but did you? Pour out your heart. Like, you know, just pour it out. Because a lot of times that's what we got to do. If we pour out our heart, then we would be focused on just him for that moment. That's where miracles happen. That's where they happen. That's where breakthrough happens, right there. When you're not, you've passed thinking about it, you passed praying about it, and the only thing you want to do is communicate with God. You want to be with him in his presence. That right there is where the things take place. You go past where you are and you step into that spot with him. That's the spot that we need to be. But listen, that's the moments that come. You got to push through. You push through whatever it is, because there's, you know, there's like stuff will hold you back. But we want a breakthrough. But sometimes because we don't get the breakthrough, we thinking it's going to come from somewhere else. It's got to be something else that'll do it. But what about when you think about what you right now, you as a person, what you're going through or what you're seeking God for, whatever that may be. Maybe I'm talking to the wrong group tonight. Maybe you got everything you need. Maybe you like it just like it is. If you like it just like it is, then obviously I'm talking to the wrong group. You have no needs. You have no needs of anything. But just a moment ago, I asked, and there were several hands went up. You got some things going on that you want a breakthrough in. Well, you can't afford to pass those moments up because I can't give them. I can give you all the verses that I can come up with tonight. I can't give you that. There's some things you're only going to find in his presence. Because even the verses of scripture that you can hear, you won't even know how to apply them to your life until you're in his presence. Now, we can't afford these opportunities to slip us by. You just can't afford them. So how many, you know, we're still here. We got this day still going. And it's closing quickly. And we're going to start counting the Omer headed to the Pentecost. So we're going to count those Sabbaths, right? We're going to count 49 and enter into the 50th day, the Feast of Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks. And this, so this is not something that stops. So the time you hit Passover, it's a continuous thing that goes on, because now we can count the Omer, because the sickle has went in and the barley has been picked and brought before the priest. And a wave offering has taken place. Now we can start moving on to get ready for Pentecost, which means 50, when the Holy Spirit was poured out on them like they had never seen. Now, Jesus said this. He says, before he ascended, he said, go to Jerusalem and tarry there. You'll be endued with power from on high. Now, he told that to a lot of people, more than 120. He spoke those words to many people. So in hearing that, some went. Some didn't go. Those who went, every one of them had a breakthrough. Everyone that went had a breakthrough. So sometimes you can't wait. See what happens? People wait. God will give us a time, a space. We just had a space. And people wait for somebody. See, that shows you how serious you are about what your need is. Because if your need is really serious to you, you don't wait for nobody. You came with you came determined to have an encounter with God, and nothing stops that. But what I'm seeing, this is what I see. We got the word, but we got no persistence. We get one slightest delay and we just say, well, maybe it's not time yet. Maybe God don't want me to have it, or God's not ready. Well, you ever thought maybe he does? But he just wants to see y'all being persistent to keep pursuing him and pressing in. Because he said he wants to give us all sorts of things. He wants us to have these things. He wants us to be able to get an excitement. Remember, I gave you these steps. And listen, we should be the most cheerful people on the planet. Overwhelming. Now, when's the last time you've been overwhelmed with cheer? Yeah, we serve Yahweh. That's what we say. When's the last time you've been overwhelmed? You're so overwhelmed. I mean, you got to tell God, God, take a break. Don't give me nothing else. I'm so overwhelmed. But it hadn't even become real to us what we already have. So naturally, because that's not real, we always think there's something else that I don't have, and we haven't focused on what we do have. How many know that when your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's a lot to be excited about? And we just kind of take it, you know, well, yeah, I'm going to church, I'm saved. That's a lot to be excited about. The fact that you will spend eternity forever and ever with Yeshua HaMashiach, that's incredible. That's just, you try to get your mind wrapped around that, that's amazing. And we're going to get to do that. So we should be the most overwhelmingly cheerful people on the planet. But we ask ourselves, you know, well, not much going on. Listen, if you're this excited here, when we all together, I just wonder how excited you are when you're not all together. See? So it's up to you and I. We have to pursue those moments, and we can't let them slip. Your gift, you can come before Yahweh empty-handed, whatever that was. Could range in various different things, but it has to be something. You know, some say, well, you know what, I'm going to show up and pray every day for so many days. I'm going to do this, whatever it is. You know, I'm going to read this part of the scripture. I'm just going to keep and just inundate myself with this. This is what I'm going to do. And so whatever it is that you're telling the Lord, that you're coming before him, you're saying, whatever you do, do it with your best. You see, you do your best. You can't, if you can look back in your life at a time that you did it even better than you're doing it now, that's not your best. But I want to do it with my best, whatever it is. And that's why it varies in different ways, because God's going to meet you right where you are, and he's going to receive from you that which you pour out to him. You know, we sing this song, I pour out my heart to you only. Think about it. You know, it's difficult to pour out our heart only to him when our heart is so wrapped up with stuff that we just so frustrated with. We can't get past. We can't get over it. And how are you pouring out your heart to him? Think about that. It's an amazing opportunity we've been given. We've been awarded. It's absolutely amazing. It's incredible. And we desire it, but we fail to capitalize on those moments that we get. Just moments that are just precious. And he's waiting. And there would have been a pause in the kingdom of God just for some one person who would have poured out their self to him. There'd have been a pause. And this whole time I'm thinking, I said, God, you know, you're absolutely amazing, because I begin to go back over all the things we heard. And this is what he said. He says, give more earnest heed to the things you've heard, lest at any time they should slip. And we don't want that. We don't want these things to slip from us. We want to give earnest heed to the things we've heard. We want to give everything we can to those things, that where we can get in that position where we can see God do what he wants. Now, I'm going to ask this question again. Who in this building right now, there's no doubt that you got, there's a load, there's a heaviness. No matter what is created that, there could be various things created that, but you feeling it. And it could, you know, people get, they carry a load of just being ill all the time. And it's just a load. It wears you slap out. You're just ill all the time. You're worrying all the time about whether or not your children are going to make it. You hate to go to sleep because you're afraid you get a phone call, and it might be a son or a daughter or a brother or a sister that somebody calls and tells you they died or something. You carry that weight. People carry that stuff. You carry it because you're concerned about your finances. Every day of your life you think about it. And you're trying everything you can, but there's no real breakthrough for you. It seems like it's just the same all the time. And you're worried about it. That's a load. Well, let me tell you, you can come to church and we can turn the music up. We can dim the lights, but that load's still there. You might have a little peace about it for a little while, but we're about to dismiss, and there comes your load again. There it comes. I want to tell you, God wants to lift that from us. Now, who in here, let me see your hand, who in here, do you got something that you would like to have a breakthrough in? Let me see your hand. Anybody, who else in here? Anybody else? All right. Well, let me tell you, there ain't no reason for you to come with that many hands lifted and you not get a breakthrough. There ain't no reason whatsoever. None whatsoever. Now, the Lord is ready, and he wants to do for you whatever it is you have need of. But in exchange, he desires you. You can't, if it was monetary, none of us could afford already what God has done for us. We just couldn't. But what he desires is not monetary. He don't care how much money you got. He just wants you. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to love on you. He wants you to, in return, have that much compassion for him. Now, let me tell you, we should not pursue God just for the favor of the load being lifted. Why should we pursue God? Because he's God. Beside him, there's none. To him be all the glory, the praise, and the honor. That's why. We don't want to be like the children of Israel. You know, they tapped into something. They figured, you know what? If we do this or that, you know, we can just pursue God for the good things. Well, that God understood that that was their heart. So they wandered for a long time till they all died off. But there was a couple in there. They didn't pursue God for the stuff. They just loved him. They couldn't. They had a different spirit in them. And they loved God and they were willing to do what God asked them to do. No matter what, they were willing to do it. But it's up to you and I. There ain't no reason for you to leave with a load. When, let me tell you, is there something that I can say or do that's going to help lift that load? I can't do it for you. But moments come where God's saying, okay, who wants to pursue me? Who wants to pour out their heart? You can't just be singing. That ain't just words. We're not just singing. Who really wants to do what you said? Who really want? When you say that, do you really mean it? Do you really mean it? If that's the case, why didn't you just a moment ago pour out your heart to him? You know, God will stop everything. He'll stop the slideshow. He'll stop everything for one person who said, well, just hold up. They're pouring out their heart. And you go on and get what you come for. Get what you've been praying for. Understand that's important. That's a great value. And God wants, listen, we've had so much stuff that we went over. So many verses of scripture. So many points that liberate us and set us free in the word of God. Now we have to live out those things. But let me tell you, you can have all the truth be told to you. But the thing that separates us and keeps us from him is us not willing to open up and let him take over. That's what he wants to do. So there's a warning that comes with this. I want to warn you, what he wants is to take over. He don't just want to fix something for you. He wants to take over. He wants to do it in a way that when you know no matter where you go, what you're doing, what's happening, you'll know that he's right there. He's very present. And he wants to do these things for you. So how many that lift your hands, you lift your hands? Some of you didn't lift your hands. You should have lifted your hands. We all have something that we carry. And we need a. How many of you know you got to be? He said, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. That's what Jesus said. Cast all your cares on me. How many did that? You did that. You got all your cares on him. Are we going to go home with carrying those cares, still carrying them? You think you can fix them? If you could fix them, you'd have done them yesterday. I can't fix it. You can't fix it. We need him. And he said, cast all your cares on me. And you're trying to think your way through it. You're trying to see, well, I'll do it. Have you ever thought about, Lord, I'm just going to pour it all on you. And all I want right now, my main focus is to just pursue you with everything that's in me. And watch God. Who wants to take the challenge? Who really wants to take that challenge? Whatever you came with, whatever that heaviness is, and you want to take the challenge, I want to challenge you. If you pour it all on him, I don't care what it is, just this constant illness, constant. It's like every time you turn around, you got something going on. You want to just get pour it, and here's the challenge. You pour it on him, and the only thing you focus on is to pursue him. Everything. Your habits got to change. Everything's going to have to change because you're going to have to show that I'm pursuing him. And then we'll have a testimony service. And then you come back and you'll testify about it. Let's give it some time. And then you'll come back and let's see what God will do. Either he's true or he's not. Either God's going to do what he said he would do or he's not. I want to tell you, if you do what you and I, what we're supposed to do, then we put it all on God and let's watch and see. Who wouldn't want to take that challenge? Who wants to take it? Or do you want to go home, you lift your hands, we've seen that you got some issues, and you're just going to go home and maybe later on they'll fix themselves? What if they don't? So you say tonight, they can be fixed tonight? Well, you can get started. You can get started in it. You can get in a position where you say, you know what? I'm really mean what I'm saying. When I'm saying this, I mean what I'm saying. I'm going to pour out my heart. Just forget about stuff. You know, we sing and think. We don't focus on what we're saying. We're thinking about other stuff. You might be singing here and you're thinking about, okay, when this is over, I got this to do for Monday. Monday's going to be a full day. I got to do this. I got to do that. There's got to be a moment you got to say, okay, you might have all them things to do. We all got plans, but you got to say, you know what? Right now, you come here, you got in your vehicle, you drove over here, you're in this opportunity set before you. You got to take those opportunities and you got to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to focus on this. This is important. You're here. You're already here. Or do you want to carry that? You know, I guess I'll have this till God comes back. If you want it, you're right. You'll have it. I guess I just got to bear this burden until the Lord comes back. You're exactly right. Go on. Or you can be the most cheerful, overwhelmingly cheerful people, the most hope, the most blessed. How many want the most encouraged? Anybody want some of that? That's what God wants for us. And then you ever thought when that happens, that's the light that the rest of the world can see and they're going to come to the light? But if your condition is no different than those who have no God, then how in the world are people going to want to come to the light? How is that possible? How many want to be that example? So you raised your hand. Some of you did, some of you didn't. Should have raised your hand. Everybody should have raised a hand. Because we got stuff. And if you don't admit it, it doesn't matter if you say it or not. It's written over our faces. And then we look at our lives this coming week and we'll find out. Yep, should have raised my hand. But there's no reason for that. When God is big enough. You know, you can talk about God is so good. You can sing that and man, it sounds good. But what good is it if you're not getting the goodness of God? You speak in the truth, but you're not living in it. How many want to live in it? Listen, I'm talking about relationships healed. Relationships that you haven't even walked in yet, you'll walk in. God will do it for you. But you got to be willing to pursue Him and let go of the stuff that's around you. If you do that, it's absolutely amazing what will happen. Now, how many here really mean when you sing these songs that you really pour out your heart to Him? Because it weighs heavy on you. Who in here want to be honest and say, you know what, this bothers me. It bothers me every day I think about it. But you know what you do? You do other stuff. You busy yourself up with stuff and you just cover it all up and you get by. You just get by. Are you tired of just getting by? Who wants to live in the glory and the wonder of the God that we've been singing about? Who wants to do that? Or just get by, make it through another week, struggling, constantly struggling, thinking about what I'm going to do. How many want to get way past that? We have to pursue Him and let the circumstances has to bow to the name of Jesus, has to bow, it has to submit to that authority. And then pursue Him with everything that's in you. I'm telling you, there's something about it. And there's moments that we have. You know, I was going over this and right before service. And I said, Lord, you know, I can open this up. We can have Sister Elaine pull the slideshow up. And we can keep talking about first fruits. We can count to home. Or we can go all the way to Pentecost. I pulled up the entire slide presentation. I was sitting in my office. I got it up there. Pentecost. All the scriptures, all the little statements and slogans and all that stuff. And I could have come up here and popped it up and here we go. But I said, God, what do you want? What do you want to do? I'm not going to do anything. I can do whatever you want me to do, but I won't do anything. I won't let whatever. What is it that you want? And then we have this moment. And he's just waiting for somebody somebody to say, you know what? I need to pour out my heart to him. So let's stand. Let's all stand. And I hate, and listen, I don't want to appear to be cheerleading you. Listen, my job is to encourage you. To preach the word, to encourage you, and to realize the opportunities that come by and whether or not what we're going to do with it. Actually, what are we going to do? But if I pursued him, I can tell you, there ain't nothing magical about this stuff. There's nothing magical about it. It's either I am pursuing him and he is going to answer me, or I haven't pursued him, and that's where the lack is. But those who pursue him, he said, if you seek me, you'll find me. That's what he said. That's exactly what he said. If you seek me, you'll find me. If you knock, I'm going to open the door. That's what he said. If you ask, you will receive. He said those things. And I believe him. I believe him. So we raise our hands, and there's some weights. And you're just tired of bearing all this. You don't have to. You don't have to bear it. Cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. Now he says this, goes on, he says, my yoke is easy. Now how many of you ever seen, we saw yokes in real life, hooked to two buffalo in our travels. We saw the yoke and they're going down the road. Do you know one of those animals is the leader? They're yoked. Unless you know, there's a skill set to determine that, but it's very hard to determine that because it's hard to say, well, which one's leading? They're yoked together. That's how a marriage should be. The marriage will have a leader, but the yoke together, it'd be hard for you to tell who's leading. So if the marriage is that away, then what about our relationship to the king? You say, you can't make this stuff up. I'm just going to tell you. He said this, my yoke. Did he not? So don't, listen, the scripture's there. He has a yoke and we yoke to him. And it should be in such a way, because he's not trying to say, listen, a yoke is not something that's hooked to somebody else and he's pulling you. Come to church. It should be so put where the yoke, you can't really tell who's leading, but there is a leader. That's what Jesus wants to do. He don't want to be the guy that's pulling nobody. He just wants to walk with you. But he is the leader, but you can't really tell. That's the way God wants it. That's the picture of God. My yoke is easy, he said, and my burden is light. Now, I asked a question about the heaviness, and I had a show of hands. Now, how many want his burden? He said, my yoke is easy. My yoke, there's no pulling. There's no pushing. If you go with him, it's easy. But nonetheless, we're still yoked. I mean, understand that. You're yoked. Now, you could be yoked to your own ideas, yoked to the world. And I can tell you, those burdens aren't easy. They're not light. When you're yoked to the world, it's nothing but a disaster. But he said, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. How many want that? And so I want you to know something. Serving God, there's a lot to it. It really is. It's not just, well, yeah, I believe. There's a lot to it, because once you understand, now we have all this information. What good is to have all this information if we put none of this information to use? What good is it if we have all this information? Now, you'll decide how you want to face tomorrow. How you want to face, same way Got no plan, got nothing going on. We'll just get up and see. Or do you want to say to the Lord, my first fruit, my wave offering is going to be this commitment. I'm going to dedicate myself to this. I'm going to pursue you. I'm hungry for you. And I want to take you and pour out my heart to you. Everything. When's the last time we just poured everything out to him? Not some created moment where we go so far until we feel just enough relief. And then we quit. Because we got the relief we need. We feel all right. But just, let me tell you, it's just a matter of time. It's coming back. And we'll do it again and again and again. You can do that for your entire lifetime and just get some relief. But do you want him to do it? How many want some miracle? Listen, if we had a testimony service, you know how many of you got a good testimony lately? Well, you woke up, you had a miracle, just a miracle happened. And you can give a testimony about it. You were healed. You've been praying about this and you're healed. Relationship restored. Marriage is recovered. How many understand that? God put somebody in your life that'll speak into your life. Just miracle after me. Just healing in your body. Miracles. We should be able to have a testimony where people can say, you know what? This is what God is doing. Had breakthrough. God's given me wisdom and understanding. Had a financial breakthrough. Miracles happening. If we told the truth, we would be ashamed to talk about what we're struggling with every day. I want a miracle. I need a healing. I need a breakthrough. How do I get that? Pursue him. Pursue him. Not going to God for the fix. I just want him. And the more you want him, the more God's going to do for you what it is that you have need of. He'll just do it. The reason he does it, because he's God. So how many really want to pour out your heart to him? Pour out your heart. Take the moment. Take a moment. You ever, man, those moments are precious and we can't afford to let them go. We really can't. Now, your future, what God is wanting to do for you, it's incredible what God wants to do to use you and use you in a mighty way. Touching a lot of people's lives, not just your life, but touching other people's lives. So it gives you the words to be able to speak into somebody's life and do it with through an example. You can't tell somebody how to have a breakthrough in their finances if you haven't had one. You can't tell somebody how to believe for a healing if you've never had to believe for a healing and had experienced that. You can't tell somebody about their children being saved if your children aren't saved. You can't tell somebody about a wholesome marriage if your marriage is not wholesome. You can't tell somebody about these things if you haven't experienced them things. You have to be telling it through experience. This is what happened. That's called a testimony. You telling somebody what happened to you. What went on in your life? And let me tell you, studying's great. Knowing the scriptures, that's great. But this is not anything that can replace intimacy with God. It just can't. It can't replace it. There's got to be a time where God can tell you, this is what, look at this. See this, and you be willing to do that, then he'll do it more often. He'll keep doing it. He'll give you more understanding, more insight. And so how many want that in your life? So let's deal with these things that you raised your hand for. You raised your hand. How serious is it? Is it something that you can live with? Is it something you can live with? You say, well, I can live with this. I'll be okay. Because if you can live with it, then it can't be that serious. Or maybe you're saying, well, you know, I've done been with it so long. I don't know. If it just happened, I guess I would take it. But is it worth to you to pursue for it? Is it worth to you to go forward and say, I'm not going to quit until I get an answer? Is it worth that much to you? Because that's important. Very important. So you raise your hand and you have this load. And how many want to leave here tonight without that load? Those that raise your hand. You say, I want to leave without having to go over this over and wonder. You sit down and you wonder. So what happens if you have no answer? You know what you do? You fill your life up with other stuff so you don't have to deal with it. Some people fill their lives up with all sorts of things. Some people just don't have no energy. They have no energy because they know already accepted there's no accomplishment that I'm going to have today. So they have zero energy to go and pursue anything. No energy. And it's just a trick from the enemy. And God doesn't want that for you. I promise you He doesn't want that for you. We ought to be the most overwhelmingly cheerful people on the planet. When we come to church, it ought to be wow. Every time we come to this service. Every time. And so we have come to a spot that if we didn't have not one single teaching from here on out, we got enough word to carry us through this year. But what are we going to do? What are we going to do when we come here? It ought to be a time where you and I could just pursue God as a corporate body based upon your pursuit of Him individually when you're home. That's what it ought to be. It ought to be bringing all that energy to one location. And when we sing, I'm telling you, we flat get it. I mean, everybody's singing. Everybody's tuned in. And you focus on singing to Him. What's going to happen? No telling. Right? I can tell you, we'll have to have testimony service once a week. And we won't be talking about the same thing over and over. We'll have to have testimony service once a week. People talking about, man, I'm telling you, I had amazing breakthrough. I had a healing in my body. So and so. I mean, they just, all of a sudden, I got a phone call and they're ready. How many are ready for that? Do you think that we have a responsibility to play the role that God wants us to play? It's up to you and I. So let's think about this. You raise your hand. There's stuff that obviously that's weighing you down. And you want to have a breakthrough. You really do. I mean, you need it. So whatever that is, whatever it is, and if it's multiple things, I want you to get all those things on your mind. Whatever that is. I don't know what it is. You raise your hand. Whatever it is, get that stuff on your mind right now. It's probably been on your mind, but think about it. Your money's short all the time. You don't know what to do. You're sick all the time. You go get well, and then comes back. And it just completely ruins your whole plans. Every time you plan something, you can't seem to get through it. It's just constantly doing it. Constantly. You can't walk in healthiness, and you're not fit. You don't feel fit. You feel like, you know what, I'm just feeling ill all the time. Well, if that's it, or you just worn slap out praying for your children. You don't know if they're going to live or die. But you want them saved. You really do. And it gets to the point, maybe you get so aggravated, sometimes you just want to quit and give up, but you can't because they're yours. They're yours. And that's a good way to hang in there. They are yours. But let me tell you, God, and maybe you're frustrated with relationships. Just frustrated about it. Maybe your marriage is frustrating. Whatever it is, get it on your mind. Put it on your mind. I don't care what you say, but man, I don't know. I've been having this a long time. You know, these pains, I've been having these pains. Whatever it is. Don't matter how long it's been. Whatever that is. Maybe you're here in the... Your spouse is not saved. It's been heavy on you. You need a wife saved. You need a husband saved. You need your children saved. Whatever that is, it could vary. It could be all sorts of things. Some of the kids are heavy. They don't know what to do with their future. What I'm going to do. Whatever that is. Think about it right now. I'm thinking about it. Now, then what you do is you come to understand that you have to cast all that upon him. All of it. You can go home with it if you want. That's what we do all the time. We come, we feel good for a little while, service is over, and we go back, and guess what? Monday comes, and there we are. There it is, right in our face to deal with it. And nobody knows it like you because you're the one feeling it. You're the one going through it. So naturally, nobody's going to know it like you know it. And they may not sympathize with you like you would like because they don't know. They don't feel what you're feeling. They don't understand it, but it's not what God wants. You say, well, how do I deal with it? Pour out your heart. Pour out your heart to him. To him. Listen, that very thing could be the one thing that's between you and God. And if you'll pour it out, you say, well, can God take, he wants to. If he said cast all, I believe he means that. Cares. He put it in a simple way of understanding. It's cares. It's things that we deal with all the time. That's why he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. We seek him first. When you do that, it's miracles. So I want to get us ready so we can have a testimony every week. Every week. We got to have to. Have to give testimony because we're going to have so many things happening, so much breakthrough, so many miracles happening in people's life that we're going to have to give them time to give God thanks. Give him glory for it because truly he deserves it. So how many ready to pour it all on him? To give him the opportunity to do what he does best, and that's take care of his people. If he's our father, how many call him Father? When you start to pray, do you say, Father, I just thank you, Heavenly Father. That, I mean, that's what Jesus taught us to do. He said, when you pray, pray like this, our Father. He's our Father. Jesus calls him Father, and Jesus calls him God, and we should do the same thing. Now, how many here that's been have children that you haven't done as so many things for your children, even when they didn't thank you? Right? What do you think about God? If you can have that much mercy just being a human being, how much mercy can the Father have who created everything? He said, if you, being a human, know how to give good things to your children, what you think about me? What you think about Yahweh, what he can do? If you can do it, and we're limited on what we do, what about him? He said, if you can give him, then what about me? And I'm telling you, that's something to really think about. So should we lack? Should we be, you know, constantly frustrated about all the stuff that's going on? I don't think we should. Let me tell you the one underlying reason we do, because we don't pursue him when we have those moments. When he says, okay, who wants to come after me? Who wants to come after me? Here I am. Here I am. You can find me. Seek me. Seek me. You'll find me. Let me tell you, when we were kids, we used to play a game called hide and seek. Remember that? It seemed like everybody wanted to play in the evening time, right when it was getting dusk. That way you can hide better. And if you, they would tap, you know, everybody talking about it, and you'd get tapped, say, you it, and everybody scatter. Well, let me tell you about God. When he says, seek me. You know what that means when he says, seek me? He says, I want you to search for me, but I'm going to leave my leg out so you can find me. He ain't hiding, but he does want us to seek him. So he'll leave a part exposed. And he'll be hiding, but part of him's exposed. And you won't never find him, even with a part exposed, if you never seek him. You got to seek him. Search for him. Search. I'm searching. Because I can tell you, the more you search, all of a sudden you're going to find that spot. That you're going to be so overwhelmed. That's all you're going to be able to do is just weep. When you find that weeping spot, don't rush it. Let him do everything he needs to do for you. Here's what we think. I don't want to inconvenience nobody. I don't want to do anything out of order. When you find that spot, you get everything you got coming to you. Everything. And I'm telling you, what's going to happen? He's going to fix all the stuff that you came heavy with. And your burden's going to be lifted. The load is going to be light. And you're going to realize, wow, I want to. And what do? You keep doing that. You keep doing that. And you keep doing it. Keep doing it and watch God. How many want to do that? How many want to do that with everything that's in you? How many want to pull out your heart? I pull out my heart to you, Lord. Well, let me tell you, come out of your seat. Everybody come out your seat. I could do it. We could have done it right where you're sitting. But why not us all come together? Thank you, Father. We definitely could have done it right where we were standing. It's not because you was there or here that's going to make anything difference. You're not closer to God standing here than you would have been there. The reason it's easier for us to come forward and just stand here. Now, I want you to think about this. We had a moment. I'm just saying, I know God. I know how God is. I know how faithful he is. And how he wants to do what he said he would do. I'm just wondering, you think maybe, just maybe, that he would give us that moment back for every person in this building, for every one of you. There'll be not one of you where he won't give you this opportunity where you can pull out your heart to him. Just pull it out. If you don't let it go, you'll carry it all your life. The plan is for God to allow you to be old, you'll carry it all the days of your life till you get old and die. And all we'll say is, you know, they were a good person, but boy, they never did get a breakthrough. Never did. They were sick all their life. Never saw their children come to be saved. Never really had a breakthrough financially. Not one time. Just struggled the whole time. No relationships. It's never happened. Do you realize that God is his good pleasure to do for you? He wants to. He wants to do for you. But you got to pursue him and him alone. You got to pull out your heart to him. So what you raised your hand about, every one of you, you have it on your mind. There's two things that are going to happen here. One, you can give it to him. Two, you can go back home with it. You'll be in the same shape you was before you come. We came, we said hi. We said a few words of encouragement. We sang, we said bye, and you wake up Monday and you still got the issue. Or you can cast your cares on him. You know why? He cares for you. That's what he said. Now, how many want to be a light? You know why we need a light? There's a song we used to sing. There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's scenes. You know why? Because there's going to be somebody needs to see that so they can make it back into safety. And then not only that, there's somebody who's already in safety who God will send out. He'll send you out. Remember, he says to go ye into all the world. And you need to get back too. But it's positioned there. So somebody needs to be that light. Do you want to be the light for your family? Some of you say, well, you know, it's just me all the time. That's all right. It's got to start somewhere. Be thankful that God picked you. He said, you know what? You're the one. You can carry this. Here we go. Now just let me help you. And that's what he does. So when you cast your cares on him, You're still the one facing it the next day, but I can tell you, you yoked with him, you're both pulling now. Either way, you're yoked to the situation. Either way, you can pull the cart by yourself, or you can come alongside of Jesus and yoke up with him, and it'll be so much easier. So much. And let me tell you, he don't want it said that he's the, even though he is the leader, you can't tell. When you, if you ever seen this in real life, maybe on TV you've seen, but in real life, you're looking, okay, and I'll tell you, one of those is the leader, all right? They look the same to me. They look identical. I mean, which one's the leader? One on the left or right? I mean, they just yoke together. But somebody's leading. And that's how it should be. It shouldn't be where the leader has to be out front, but they're going together and they're pulling the load together. And that's important. How many want God to teach us how to do that? Well, here we are. We stand in a moment. We had a moment where we can just pour it out to God. I pour out my heart to you. There's a lot. Maybe you have a list of stuff. I mean, it's just a list. And you have so many things. I'd like God to do this. I want him to do that. I'd really like him to touch my family's been broken for a long time. I just need that. Well, let me tell you, he's you one thing you don't have to do is you don't have to push God to know about what your need. He said, I know before you ask me. So he's been knowing. But do you want him to do it? Do you want him to really come in and touch your body? Touch you. I mean, give you wisdom. How many need wisdom or know what to do? Wisdom to do the right thing. He'll do that. He'll touch you. He'll speak. I mean, you've been trying, you tried, you're so worn out. Sometimes you don't even want to talk to your children. How many want God to step in and wake them up in the middle of the night? And put love on them like they never had before. And they call you on the phone and say, hey, I'm done. I'm done with that life. Not just every now and then, you know, they'll pop in and pop out. But let me tell you what's going to change. You got to be different. You have to be different. If you're not different, then you can't expect something. But if you're different, I'm telling you, it's going to be absolutely amazing. If you're here and you're working on a relationship and you want to meet the right people, and relationships could be relationships on a job. It can be somebody that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. It could be friends. It can be acquaintance. Whatever it is, you got to have good relationships. But you got to let God. How do you do that? Pursue him. Let him do it. Let him line it all up for you. And he will. He'll do it for you. So everything that you thought about, whatever it was, if it's a whole list of things, you come up here with that weight. Don't leave with it. Don't leave. You need to have it lifted, the burden lifted, the load lightened. And you're the only one going to be able to tell if that happened. You're the only one. You know, I mean, a peace will come over you that passes all understanding. You'll have a peace about it. You won't fret over it anymore. You're not going to worry. You don't mean you won't think about it, but you won't worry about it anymore. And because the time that you spend worrying about it is the time that God's wanting from you. That's that time he wants. And that's what I would do. I would replace the time that I spent thinking about all that. I'm going to give that time to God. I'm not going to. So that time, and you can add it up. If you add it up by the end of the week, it can equate to a lot of time. And let me say, you say, well, not, you know, really, I don't do it that much. Let me tell you, every time you're doing something where you have time, that where you have to self-entertain so you don't deal with it, all that time is added also. And that's what we do. We entertain ourselves with other things so we don't really have to think about it. We really don't. But when the entertainment's over, boom, there it is, right in your face. And you give it a few thoughts, passing thoughts. And then you go back to entertain again. And that's what we do. And we live that cycle over and over and over again. But we don't want to do that. What we want is to seek him. So I want to tell you, everything we've been talking about, all the words that's come forth, is all about to come together. And there's going to be such an excitement and such a power and authority that flows in our midst. It's going to be people who are going to hunger and thirst for that. They're going to want to come and see. How many want to have your come and see moments? Well, it's up to you and I. to make a difference. Let me tell you, there's no one section or group of people who can hold back another group. If that, you got to be the, if it starts, might stuff, listen, let it start with you. Let it start. And don't quit and don't give up. Don't say, well, somebody, you know, I was going, but they just pulled me down. If they was able to pull you down, what was going on wasn't enough. Because it should never be anything that can pull you out of being in the pursuit of who he is. If it could be pulled from you because of what somebody else does, then you got to put in question what you really had. So I want to tell you this. Every one of you standing here, think about this. What you're about to do is cast your cares on him. That's something that you actively have to do. You can't just say, well, I'm going to think about it. You actively have to cast your cares on him. You have to say, I want you to help me in this situation. So I give you and name those things, whatever that is. I don't know what that is, but you know, I'm so tired in my body of being sick. I'm tired. I don't get to enjoy what I would love to enjoy. I just can't do it because every time I try to do it, I'm in pain. I'm hurting. I'm constantly dealing with this and I'm tired of doing it. Cast that on him. He cares for you. And in replacing the time and the energy and the thoughts that you have to do dealing with that, you give that to him. You give him that time. You worn out of trying to fix whatever it may be, you do the same thing. You give him that time. Watch God. Watch him do it. Now, as we stand right here in this moment, I'm going to ask Father if he would, to give us that moment back. I'm asking. And I believe he will. If I wouldn't believe it, I'd have said, you know what? We just missed the opportunity. Let's hope and pray we get another one next service. Let's dismiss and we can all go home. But I'm going to ask Father if he would, by his all-merciful and gracious love that he has for us, give us that moment back for the people. Because there's some people who are going to cast their cares on you. I'm going to ask you. So you won't think it's the song. You won't think it's the music or the singing. And we love to be able to do that because he says, for he wants us to make a joyful noise before him. We enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. That's what he said. But so you won't think that's what's doing it. We won't have any of that. All we're going to be is us and him. But I'm going to ask you in all respect to Father that we would just bow before him. Just however you want to sit on your legs, kneel right where you are. You can just get in this position, however you want to do it. But we all bow before him, and I'm going to ask Father to give us that moment right where you stand. Just it'll be that moment with you and him, and that's it. And as we humble ourselves before him, we're saying, I'm release all the pride. There's no leaven. No leaven. None whatsoever. And I'm going to ask you that your posture would be with hands lifted. Lift your hands. Listen to me. Everyone just lift your hands. I want you to lift them as you're creating this vessel. You're creating a vessel. And he's going to pour in. And I'm asking you, don't stop him. Don't stop him. Don't stop him. So all over this building, we have our vessels. Create your vessel. Oh, just lift your hands. Lift both hands to him. And I'm going to ask Father if he would give us that moment. Father, I thank you for being so good to us. There's been so many times in our life that you've come through for us time and time and time again. just a moment ago, there was this opportunity that came by our way. And Lord, we never, ever want to fail to take advantage of the opportunities that you give us. But Lord, the reason, because we have all these weights, all these cares, and they just seem to divide us. When you're there and you're near and you're saying, seek me, you'll find me. Yet we're so heavy with all these things. And we fail to do that. And for that, I want to say we're so sorry. Father, we're so sorry. We need you so much. We're not going to make it without you. We can't keep doing this. We can't keep carrying these burdens. So I ask you to give us this moment. I'm asking you. You said we can ask. I'm asking you. Give us this moment all through this building. Every care we cast on you. And let your glory, the glory of your presence, fall on your people and fill their vessels. God, we ask you for this moment that we can pour out our hearts to you only. We pour out our life to you. We cast all our cares on you, for you care for us. We thank you for it. Every person that's here, every person that's here, Father, pour the glory on our lives. Pour it right now. Thank you for it. What we want is you. What we want is to spend time with you. What we want is to learn more of you. We need your strength. We need your understanding. We need your leadership. We cry out to you. We cry out to you, Father, knowing that you're our only hope. And we recognize that through your only Son, Yeshua. We realize that he became the first fruits. And we can't make it without you. We need you. So I ask you, Lord, that that moment be granted us again. And that the outpouring of your glory would begin to envelop every person that's here. God, we remove all the leaven, no pride. We humble ourselves before you. God, anything in our lives that have hindered us, anything that have caused us to be separated from you, we repent of it. We come against it. We won't give any time to it, Lord, but we renounce it and we pursue you. We thank you, Lord, for pouring out your glory on each one that's here. Healing in the bodies of those that have come and they've been just worn out, Father. Healings in their body. God, many times the sickness is attached to some leaven that's been just pushed, just been hid back. But God, we remove all of that. God, we want nothing, absolutely nothing in the way. God, every relationship, we thank you for pouring out a freshness in the lives of your people of the glory of your anointing, that relationships will be whole, they'll be healthy, they'll be the authored by you and only you. God, lost children and loved ones, husbands and wives. Families have been destroyed and divided. But God, we thank you, Lord, that they're being brought back. We hunger for you. We thirst for you. Help us, Lord, to learn how to cry out to you. You said you would hear our cry. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you tonight and to cast all of our cares on you. We know that it's been paid for. Jesus paid for it all. We thank you. Precious Father, we thank you. We honor you. I thank you for the moment. Like David said, fill our cups. He said, my cup runneth over. God, we thank you for the filling till it runs over. Goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our lives. We thank you. God, what we want is more of you in our lives. More of you. Pouring out our hearts. We pour out our hearts to you. Would you begin to tell him? Just open up your mouth and tell him, say, Lord, I cast all my cares on you. All of it's on you, Lord. I thank you for helping me. The burden is lifted. But God, we didn't just come for the burdens to be lifted. We want to spend time with you. We want to take the yoke. We want to leave from here yoked up with you. We need the leadership in our life. We need you to guide us and direct us. We cannot do it without you. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us the scripture and so we can learn all these things. But God, we need you. We need that intimacy, those moments with you. God, they're so valuable, and we never want to let these opportunities pass us. We thank you. God, the greatest offering that we can ever bring to you is a life of humility. That we humble ourselves before you and recognize that there's no God like you. There's none like you. You're the only one that ever gave his precious son to die for a lost world. A world that was undone and not right when he died. And we celebrate this day the mighty resurrection of your only son. You raised him from the dead. We thank you for that. But we give ourselves afresh to you. We humbly come before you, Father, and we ask you that every burden, every weight that people have lifted their hands about, that they're struggling with, and even those who the hands, they couldn't even lift their hands, The enemies are just, from every turn, it seemed like, what's the use? It's not happening for me. I don't have no breakthrough. God, I thank you that tonight we're casting our cares on you. And we will have breakthrough and we will have a testimony giving you the glory. And God, we don't want this to be a moment that comes and goes. But it'll grow in our life as a daily seeking you, a daily running after you, pursuing your presence and your glory every day of our lives. God, we want to be different. We don't want to do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. God, we want to be different. We yield to you. And we say there's no God like you. There is no God like you. And to you be all glory and honor and praise. God, your people, we humble ourselves before you tonight. And we are asking you, God, that we can be different. That we can have change in our life. Not just a moment of feeling your presence, but God, a marked difference. That we're not going to do what we've been doing. We're not going to say the things we've been saying or act the way we've been acting, but God, we want a marked difference in our life. We want to be the people you want us to be. And we're sorry, God, because we let stuff, we let situation, we let circumstance, we let other things said or other people, we let things just stop us from pursuing you. And God, we're sorry for that. God, we thank you, Lord, that there's this time that we're going into, this season, that we want to be the most overwhelmingly cheerful people on the planet because we know that you are God and there's none like you. God, we spend too much time focused on our situation and not near enough time giving you all the glory and honor and praise for being the mighty God that you are. God, we want change that every day of our life, God, we can give a testimony of how incredible you are and how wonderful you are. So we seek you. We seek you tonight. We pursue you. We're coming after you with everything that's in us. And we say of you, there is no God like you. There is none like you. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do. God's salvation, the wooing of the power of your Spirit to the lost. God, they're out there, and the enemy seeks to destroy their life. There's somebody on their knees right now. They have a husband or a wife. They have a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, a daughter, a son. They got somebody out there in their family that the devil desires nothing more than to just scratch their life out. But God, there's somebody on their knees tonight saying, God, oh God, I cry out for them. I cast them before you, Lord, and I ask you for their very life. I ask you, God, you see it all. God, you see it all, Lord, and we come before you and we humble ourselves before you. And we realize that there is nothing that can replace being in your presence, spending time with you. God, I ask you that you reignite the hunger and the thirst for you in the lives of every person that's here. That we would seek you more than we ever have before. And that when we sing these songs and we say we're pouring out our heart, God, that we don't let nothing, absolutely nothing, hold us back from pouring out our hearts to you. God, we have let so many things, God, we have, in your time, it was your time. We've come here and on your time, we let so many things take our attention. And we haven't pursued you. We haven't cried out to you. We haven't really focused on you. We let all this stuff just distract us. God, we live in a time there's so much distraction. We get distracted by people. We get distracted by what people say. We get distracted about so many things. And it always takes from your time. God, we ask you to forgive us. We repent of that approach. God, there's no excuses. And we're not coming here to make any. There is no excuses, Lord, why we would act that way. Because no matter what's said, no matter what's done, no matter what people think, what's been robbed is the time we spend with you. And so, God, we ask you, forgive us of that approach, that attitude. And God, because of it, because we've done that, we have suffered. People have suffered physically, mentally, they're worn out. And God, we can't keep doing this. So we ask you, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us of that behavior. And give us this moment, this precious moment where we can come and we can call upon you and you're hearing us. Give us this opportunity, God, when we cry out to you, you hear our cry. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us this chance. We thank you, God, that you have opened up yourself to us as we open ourselves to you. And God, as this relationship begins to grow, we ask you, God, that you would give us the maturity to move past the things that we struggle with in the past and to embrace the glory of your anointing, God, that would cause us to go forward in you, that we can be a beacon of hope, a light to the lost. That we can begin to live out what we claim. We have made proclamation and we have made claims about how great God is. But we have failed many times to live that out in our own life. And God, we owe you an apology. We owe you an apology, God, for not really living out who you really are in our lives. It's no wonder people can't see. And God, for that, we are so sorry. And we ask you, Lord, that our life will never, ever, ever, God, do we ever want to go back to living that way. So we seek you. You said if we seek you, we will find you. We seek you, Lord. We pursue you. We want more of you in our lives than ever before. God, we're inviting you. We're inviting you to come and take
our lives. We yield to you. God, change the way we think. Change the way we pray. Change the way we behave. God, we're asking you, Lord, to come and take us. Take our lives and change our behaviors. Change our habits. Change our patterns. Lord, teach us how to walk this out on a daily basis. We thank you, Father. God, we are so grateful. We're so grateful. God, I hate to think that we would have dismissed and left this place and felt okay. God, you know, we can feel good, but is good enough? I would hate to think, God, that we would have left this place with more information, a little more understanding. But God, there's too much going on. There's too much of a load. There's too much that's happening in people's life where we would have just left without you coming through for us. And God, you so desire. You said in your word, you desire to spend time with us. You desire to hang out with us. You desire all these things. And God, we're sorry, Lord, that we haven't availed to you. We haven't made ourselves available to you to do what it is that you would like to do. And tonight we're saying, God, here we are. Here we are, God. Do what you want to do. Do in our lives whatever it is you desire to do. Are you pouring out your heart? Are you as individuals casting your cares on him? Are you doing that? Are you saying, God, here it is. I cannot do it this way any longer. So God, I pour out my heart. I cast my cares on you, for you care for me. And I walk now in victory. I walk in the newness of life. My eyes have been opened. I am now, my ears are more tuned to your Holy Spirit than ever before. And as I go about my everyday, Lord, I'm going to be listening to the Spirit's direction. I'm going to be doing what the Spirit wants me to do. Thank you for your power of your Holy Spirit, Father. Thank you so much for the power of your Holy Spirit. And that's where we're going. God, we count the omer from here on. And God, we come to the Feast of Shavuot, the Pentecost. We want to say we're so grateful for the power of your Spirit that you've given us. Thank you that we can use that power to do what's right. God, so we denounce the wrong. We come, God, we steer clear of all of that. And we pursue you with everything that's in us. God, may we give the greatest gift. God, the gift that you desire most. The gift that you desire most from us is that we would give you our whole life. God, that we would pursue you more than we ever have. God, that when we come and we don't come empty-handed. We come in and say, God, here. Here's my entire life. God, here it is. I want to do what you want me to do. And we pursue you with everything that's in us. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We praise you. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor. You deserve all the praise. Could we all together just lift him up? Could we all together just let him know how much we appreciate him? Could we really tell him from the depths of our heart how good he is? God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Could we really tell him? Could we all lift our voices in unison together? Could we tell him, God, you're so good. You deserve the glory. You deserve the praise and the honor. There is none like you. God, you're so good. You're so good. God, you are so good. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. What a wonder you are. God, what a wonder you are. You're so good. God, I thank you for healing. You'll get up from this spot and you'll be healed. You'll get up with more wisdom, more understanding. Relationships have already been determined by the very glory and power of God. Your finances are being freed up. God, I thank you, Lord, that salvation is coming to the lost. It's coming. Husbands are going to get it. Wives are going to get it. Sons and daughters are going to get it. Your family is going to get it. It's coming. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. God, you're so good. You're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Thank you, Lord. God, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. What a wonder you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 God, you're so good. What a wonder you are. You're so good. What a wonder you are. What a wonder you are. God, what a wonder you are. What a wonder you are. God, what a wonder you are. What a wonder you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.